Internet News, I'm Jason Taylor. The Parks Board in St. Louis is considering whether to remove a statue of Christopher Columbus, which was splashed with red paint by vandals last year. KMOV reports supporters of Indigenous Peoples Day believe Columbus should not be celebrated for discovering America. Americans for Prosperity in Missouri has launched a $2.1 million ad campaign against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. The television and digital ad campaign from the Koch Network-funded group criticizes McCaskill for her support of former President Barack Obama's health care law.
The documents say that the incident in which 17 people died resulted from the misconduct, negligence, or inattention to the duties by the captain of the boat. Kenneth Scott McKee, who helmed the sunken Stretch Duck 07, and Barry King, captain of Stretch Duck 54 that made it back to shore, are targets in the investigation. The court documents say King acted in a grossly negligent manner. Both of their duck boats were battling four-foot swells during hurricane-force winds July 19th on Table Rock Lake in Branson. The court filing seeks an order to delay any discovery in lawsuits connected to the tragedy until the criminal investigation is over. It further seeks to prevent attorneys in those suits from sharing information and evidence they've gathered, stating that such activity could harm the criminal case. The Coast Guard referred the investigation to federal prosecutors on August 13th. No criminal charges have been filed. At least four lawsuits have been filed, including two from the Coleman family of Indianapolis, which lost nine relatives in the mishap. One of those suits is seeking $100 million in damages.
Missouri Department of Transportation officials say the combination of the Labor Day holiday and Mizzou football season opener Saturday at Faurot Field in Columbia will cause major traffic volumes this weekend. Engineer Mike Shoup says crews have been busy all week in Columbia making sure that state routes are clean, clear, and safe.
We always try to make sure the roads are swept before the first home game, make sure there's no debris on the roadway because we know we're going to have a lot of pedestrian traffic.
A Southeast Missouri man's been convicted of two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of his estranged wife and her friend. State Attorney General Josh Hawley's office announced the verdict against William Joshua Carter, who will be sentenced October 4th. A lawsuit alleges that a middle school in Southwest Missouri's Willard broke its policy and state law by failing to report a sexual assault. Parent claims the state's children's division wasn't notified after their son was sexually assaulted on a bus in late 2016. A mid-Missouri law enforcement official says federal law bans kids under 13 from getting on a social media account. Tracy Perkins with the Boone County Cyber Crimes Task Force says some children are lying about their age to get access to social media.
Go back to the old flip phone. If you have an Apple phone, take the restriction feature on there and lock that sucker down.
Perkins warns that online predators are good about persuading people to give them inappropriate photos, then threatening to release them. This is Missouri Net.